the mystery of God, the plan of God, is declared in the Bible through the prophets. That's what a prophet does. He tells things before they happen because God said it through him before they happen. That's how we know God is the real true God.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
The world is constantly changing. World events are being transformed before our very eyes. These are the signs of His coming. Join Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim as they reveal scriptures that let us know Jesus is coming soon.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and our special friends with us from Proud Mountain in the Ozarks, Billy Brim. And boy, is she telling us some things. It's up to date. It's moment by moment.
Moment by moment now.
We're at the end. Hallelujah. When is it going to happen? I don't know, but it's going to be soon.
It's going to be soon because the signs are just piling up
on
top of themselves.
All we can do is look at the signs.
That's what we can do.
And be ready.
And see, the only reason...
That's why he gives us signs, so
we can be ready. That's why he gives us signs. He gave us the signs, and he told us how to watch them. And he told us it's going to get dark out there, but I've got a light shining for you, and it's in the prophets.
Glory to God.
It's in the prophetic books of the Old Testament.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to read again what we did yesterday from 2 Peter. You got your Bibles. Trust you do. We have a more sure word of prophecy. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. He's already said, we heard the voice on the mount say, this is the Son of God, but we got something more sure. The written word.
The written word.
And he's not talking about just any written word. He's talking about the Old Testament prophets. The propheticos, he calls them here in Greek, but it's the prophets. They have the law and the prophets, and the prophets told what's going to be happening. We started our sessions with Jesus making his own prophecy in the last page of the book, I'm coming quickly, I'm coming soon. That's a prophecy, not yet fulfilled, but it shall be in a very short time, in my lifetime, I believe. He says in 2 Peter 1, 19, we have a more sure word. That means it's not going to be any other way than what the prophet said. That's how it's going to be.
It's sure.
It's sure. We have a more sure word of prophecy, propheticos. Whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light shining in a dark place.
We
it's dark
heed.
In the world. We're taking heed. We're looking in Isaiah. Yeah. We're looking in Jeremiah. We're looking in Hosea. We watch Fox News all right or some other news report. But we are going to be looking in here to see how it turns out.
We see the news before it happens.
That's right.
In the scripture.
And then we watch and we kind of say, hey, hey, hey.
Look at that.
Or, you know, CBN or someplace, other places. You'll do well. You'll do well. You'll do well. It'll profit you if you take heed to what the prophets say. As unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise, in your hearts knowing this first. No propheticos, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. That means you can't take out a verse of scripture and give it a private interpretation or an isolated interpretation. There is the unity of all prophecy. All Bible prophecy has a divine unity in it. Knowing this verse, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the propheticos, the prophetic books, came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And the mystery of God, the plan of God, is declared in the Bible through the prophets. That's what a prophet does. He tells things before they happen because God said it through him before they happen. That's how we know God is the real true God. Now, we're going to be turning in our Bible to Isaiah, but I'm going to read you something that I have written in the front of my Bible. This is from the book, Rightly Dividing the Word, by Clarence Larkin. The Holy Scriptures are not a systematic treatise on theology, history, science, or any other topic. They are a revelation from God. A revelation from God of His plan and purpose in the ages as to the earth and the human race. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit during a period of 1,600 years. from 1492 BC to 100 AD. Some 40 different authors. And with 40 different authors over 1600 years, there's still a unity of the scriptures. Mm-hmm. There's the unfolding of the bloodline. There's the unfolding of the coming of the Messiah, the King Messiah.
Awesome.
There's the unfolding of the earthly kingdom that will be set up here on this earth, who will be on earth as it is in heaven. So bless the Lord. These are wondrous things, and it's wonderful now as we sit in this place on God's time clock, watching things. We're going to look at this wonderful gift of prophecy and what God said about it. If you'll turn in your Bible, He made some amazing statements about prophecy itself and Him as the prophet. And in Isaiah chapter 41, and I'm going to do some skipping around here a little bit. I'm going to read first verse 26, because this is how prophecy works. And prophecy is just the declaring through the prophets of what God says. So God says about Himself in verse 26, Isaiah 41, 26, that He has declared from the beginning that we may know. God tells the end from the beginning, and He doesn't want you like a goose in a rainstorm. He doesn't want you like an ostrich with its head in the ground. He wants you to know. Well, you never can tell. You just don't know what God's going to do. Yes, you can tell. Yes, you can know. He wants you to know. He wants you to know the will for your life. He wants you to know His will for healing, His will for miracles. He wants you to know who you are seated at the right hand of God. And He wants you to know how to watch Israel, and He wants you to know how to watch Egypt, and how to watch Iran, and all those nations. And He's written it in the book, that we may know.
Seek Him, that He may be found.
Yeah.
So when you go after Him and seek Him, you get these, you understand. He shows you things.
He shows you, He wants you to know. He's not trying to keep a secret from you. So here it's written in Isaiah 41, 26, He has declared from the beginning that we may know, and before time that we may say, He is righteous. Yea, there is none that shows, there is none that declares, none that hears your word except Him. He's the only one. Now we're going to go back to, skip back up some. And there were some people that were against Israel. We'll look at verse 11. He's speaking to Israel and Jacob. Now, folks, you probably don't realize what a victim you are of something called replacement theology. You say, well, they don't teach that at my church. It was taught for hundreds of years. And some of it has trickled down till today. And it keeps people from seeing in the Old Testament when God's talking about Israel, when He's talking about Jacob, when He's talking about Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep it before yourself. When He says Israel, He means Israel. When He says Jerusalem, He means Jerusalem. When He says Jacob, He means the flesh seed of Jacob. He doesn't mean the church. Now, He has parallel blessings for His chosen people of Israel and for us. Parallel blessings, you know, He's good things that we can read. But when He talks about the Jews coming back to their homeland, He doesn't mean the Christians. He means the Jews. And so here we see that He's talking about Israel. And this is Isaiah 41, verse 8. But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, whom I've taken from the ends of the earth and have called you from the chief men thereof, and said unto you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and not cast you away. In the New Testament, Paul says, did God cast away the Jews? Answer, no, never. He still has plan for them, and we can watch as that plan unfolds and see there His time clock. Now, in verse 11, there's something going on in the earth right now called the judgment of the nations. Every nation as nations is going to be judged on how it treated Israel. The judgment that came on one of our types and shadows is Egypt under Pharaoh. Why were they judged with the 10 plagues? How they treated Israel. Mm-hmm. And that's how every other nation's going to be judged, how they treated Israel. So, in verse 11 here it says, "Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded." He's talking about those that were against Israel, against Jacob. "They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish." So the nations striving with Israel right now are in danger of perishing. "Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them that contend with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, as a thing that is naught." Now, verse 21 here, he says, "Produce your cause, saith the Lord." Who's he talking to? He's talking to those that are incensed against Israel. "Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, saith the King of Jacob." When he says Jacob and he's talking about Israel, he's talking of the flesh Jews, those who are descendants of Jacob. You know, Jacob's name was changed to Israel, but he doesn't call them Abraham. He doesn't call them Isaac. Abraham had another son. Isaac had another son. But Jacob had only the 12 tribes as his son. So if he's talking about the flesh nation descendants, he often calls them Jacob. So he says, "Produce your cause, saith the Lord." Who? The nations he was addressing in verses 11 through 24. These nations that were incensed against Israel. "Produce your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob." Now, when the Jews talk about him, he is the Messiah. Messiah means anointed one, and Christ is the Greek translation of Messiah. But the Jews call him King Messiah. He's their king, and he's coming as king of this whole earth. So, the king is talking right now, the King of Jacob. "Let them bring forth and show us what shall happen," those nations that are against Israel. "Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them," or how they turn out. "Or declare us things to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know you are gods." So in other words, he's saying the real litmus test that you're God is that you can tell the end from the beginning. You can tell how things are going to turn out. And all those nations that are against Israel, he said, "Come up here and let's let you predict the future. Yeah. Then we'll know you're God. But you're not God. I'm God. And here's how it's going to turn out." And so then we have these wonderful, marvelous, turn to chapter 43. And you can see here some wonderful things he said to us about Jacob and Israel. "Now saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel." So he's talking to them primarily. Verse 5, he says, "Fear not, I'm with you. I'll bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west." Prophecy after prophecy after prophecy after prophecy says that he's going to scatter them through all the earth, the four corners of the earth, but he's going to bring them back home. "I will say to the north, give them up," verse 6, "and to the south." And then he says concerning, "and I will bring you back from the ends of the earth," into verse 6. "For everyone that is called by my name, for I've created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears." Who are these people that have got eyes but they don't see and ears that they don't hear? He tells us who they are. The nations, the goyim, the Gentiles. "Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Let them bear and say, ah, it is truth. You are my witnesses." The Jewish people are God's witnesses. That nation of Israel, they're his witnesses that it's a real, there's a God. And all the nations are supposed to watch his dealings with them. And then they're supposed to say, Jehovah is God. "You," he says, speaking to Jacob, verse 10, "you are my witnesses, saith Jehovah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, and neither shall there be after me. I am Jehovah, and beside me there's no Savior." No Allah, no Buddha, no Hare Krishna, just him.
That's right.
"I have desired," verse 12, "and have saved. I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, you Jews, are my witnesses, saith Jehovah, that I am God. So his dealings with them, it's important for you, Christian, to know his dealings with them, with Israel, and how they play out and how they're playing out right now, and why you and why Christianity should bless what he's doing in Israel right now. It's important that our leaders know what to do about Israel right now and bless Israel.
For us to stay out of
trouble. For us to stay out of trouble as a nation.
Yes.
You should be praying for our leaders that they will bless Israel. And that God will give us leaders who will bless Israel.
Amen.
He calls them, into verse 20, my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. God's unchanging purpose for Israel is that he is going to, they're going to show forth his praise. That's his unchanging purpose.
They're going to reveal him.
They're going to reveal him. They're going to show forth his praise. Now, here is a very excellent chapter 44. Turn to chapter 44. What happened to 44 in my Bible?
It's usually after 43.
Oh, yes, here it is. Verse 8, it says, end of verse 8, you are my witnesses. Bless the Lord.
Hmm.
Hallelujah. Oh, I think we should read verse 6. Thus saith Jehovah, the King of Israel. He's King of Israel. And his Redeemer, Jehovah of hosts. I am the first, I am the last. Besides me, there's no God. And who, as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people. He calls Israel the ancient people, and the things that are coming and the things that shall come, let them show unto them. So he appointed Israel to reveal God to the nations from ancient times. Nations are supposed to see his dealings with Israel. And then they're supposed to show forth. And verse 8 says, fear not, neither be afraid. Have I not told you from time and have declared it? You even are my witnesses. Now, I copied this down from someplace, Bullinger's Bible, the Companion Bible. The ancient people, the everlasting nation, the nation of Israel's everlasting, like the covenant, the nation which oppressed Israel have passed away. The nations which oppressed Israel have passed away, but Israel remains. And when restored, it will remain forever.
What was that? Which scripture?
You can find that in the Companion Bible, and that's on the verse where he calls Israel his ancient people. And
isn't
how they
powerful?
Are going. Isn't that powerful? This is Isaiah chapter 44. And so people saying that God is not going to do anything with Israel, they don't know the scriptures.
Isaiah, Billy, why don't you just tell it like it is?
Well, you know what? I'm old enough now that I am.
You are. Yeah,
I announced this the other day.
We can just do it.
I'm old enough now that I'm just going to say what it is, what I believe, what the Bible says, and how I agree. And if you want to throw rocks, I can't feel them through the TV. Bless the Lord. Chapter 62.
Okay, 62.
Now, he said they're going to be a praise in the earth. And chapter 62, Bullinger says the first three verses are the Messiah saying this. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof goes forth as brightness and the salvation thereof as a torch that burns. And the Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory. And he goes on to talk about this. And then he tells about Jerusalem, verse 6, I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establishes and till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Okay, does God need to rest? Does he have to have a little rest there and the prayers down here on the earth? These people, you that make mention of the Lord in verse 6, those are called the Lord's remembrancers. Those are the prayers that say, Lord, you said, Lord, you said, you said you're going to make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. It looks like all around them they're going to make atomic bombs and nuclear bombs and send missiles. But you said you're going to make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Then he says, give him no rest. Well, that word, rest, is not the word rest. It's the Hebrew word for silence. Give him no silence till he establishes, till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. In other words, you give him words to work with. You give him words. You see, he can only do what people in the earth ask him and pray and believe him for, whether it has to do with your healing, whether it has to do with blessing your nation. Somebody on earth with authority on the earth needs to ask him, and then he can get it done. So he says to those of us who are praying for Jerusalem, those of us who see God's blessings and we see the things all around happening, he says, don't give me any silence. In other words, give me words to work with.
That's great.
You remind me what I said. So we remind him what he said. Oh my, there's so much to remind him of. Every single prophet has this message. If you read the prophets all through, most believers never read a prophet all through. They just pick out a verse here, pick out a verse there. But if you read the whole book of Isaiah, you read the whole book of Jeremiah, you read the whole book of Ezekiel, Hosea, Amos, they all talk about one subject. God sent the people of Israel to reveal himself. He said, if you stay in your land, then I'll reveal myself through you. But if you disobey, I'm going to spread you four corners of the earth. But just before I'm ready to redeem the earth and to set up a kingdom, a visible kingdom in the earth, I'm going to bring you home. And then after I bring you home, I'm going to take you back to your land. And I'm going to establish Jerusalem, capital of the whole earth. Every single prophet says that.
Praise God.
And so he says, you remembrancers down there, I don't care what the devil's doing. I don't care how he's stirring up things all around. You be down there on the wall saying, Jerusalem, Jerusalem is for Jehovah.
Glory.
Jerusalem is holy. You have said this, you have said this, you have said this.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
That's good, Billy. Hey, isn't that great? Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to miss any of these broadcasts. Billy and I are coming back in just a few moments. We're going to share some things with you that'll help you get a grasp on what Billy's sharing with you. I'll be right back.
Praise God.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up? You look at the clock. Jesus is coming soon. Now is the time to wake up and get ready. Jesus said, to know the time of his return, we're to look at his clock. We're to watch the nation of Israel and all the other nations of Bible prophecy to see how close we are. The Promises of God package will show you how to do just that. This package, handpicked by guest teacher Billy Brim, contains four significant resources by credible and knowledgeable authors and speakers, each designed to help you in your study and journey to understanding Bible prophecy and God's timetable. The Prince and the Prophet by Claude Duvernoy shares an historic account of this key relationship and how it should guide our decisions today. Israel and the Plan of God by David Barron reveals the significance and purpose of Israel's timeline from beginning to end. His Healing Power by Dr. Lillian Yeomans and Know Him as Healer by Gloria Copeland will teach you about God's plan for your health. You can be healed now and live without sickness and pain. Jesus is coming, and you can be ready. Order the Promises of God package today for only $44 and enjoy a 30% savings. This package contains three books by authors Duvernoy, Barron, and Yeomans, plus Gloria Copeland's healing message on DVD entitled Know Him as Healer. For additional discounts and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
You're going to like this package. Billy suggested this package.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some great books. It's about David Barron, which is, we've studied him for a long time, and he's a great writer. The Israel, the Plan of God. Lillian B. Yeomans, His Healing Power. Brother Hagin taught us about Lillian B. Yeomans, a great woman of God many, many years ago. On healing.
She was a medical doctor.
She was, that's right. She was a medical doctor. And then this one by Claude
Duvernoy.
Duvenois.
Yes.
Claude the Duvenois, the prince and the prophet. So Billy's put these together for you, and this is Gloria Copeland. I can read every word of that. Know him as healer. Hallelujah.
DVD.
DVD. Uh-huh. That's right. You recommend these?
I recommend them highly.
Okay, I'll just keep these then. Thank you very much. So order your package today. If you want to know more, you know you got to listen. You got to be taught. So stay with us. Billy's teaching me today. She'll be glad to teach you all week. Hallelujah. And we've got to hunger and thirst after the things of God. So Billy and I, we enjoy the Word. We enjoy talking. Billy's so smart. And she remembers everything she reads. And we cannot afford to be jealous. Hallelujah. So we want to help you. I mean, it's, you know, if you want to know more and you want to grow up, we have to learn more.
We have to learn.
Ken and I and Billy, we never quit learning.
We never stop.
No, we keep going. So we encourage you to get the books, read your Faith to Faith daily, stay with the plan of God,
read
through the Scripture every day, read Scripture every day, hallelujah, and you'll grow and you'll become strong. Go to the website, we've got lots of stuff to keep you busy on there, hallelujah. So Billy and I'll see you again tomorrow, and don't miss this, because Billy is sharing some things about the end time, and that is a time in which we're living.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know. We need to know so we can get in the flow. Hallelujah. This is Gloria and Billy reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, celebrating 35 years in Canada, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher invite you to the Behind the Mission Weekend in New Jersey, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center. Pastor Terry Pearsons will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block. Enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
And so what are the signs of its coming and Him coming here to put up that visible kingdom? Watch the victory. Watch Israel. Watch the nations of prophecy.